Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Oh my God. What a weekend it was, Kira. I tell you something, it had it all. It had politics. It had people winning amazing prizes. It had you and I, Kira. It had everything that it needed to have. What a weekend of shows. Thank you.
It really did. So on Saturday, we started the show shining a light on the impassioned performance of Trump's official spiritual advisor, Paula White. Wow, was it
victory.
Some trip.
Victory from the plains of Africa, Kira. Victory from the South Americas. Yes.
We talked about the couple who got married and their surnames combined became White Christmas. So we discovered that I can never marry a man who's got a surname that is either Kong, Queen, Pin and Wang. And Chris can't marry someone with the surname Giant. So there you go.
Yes.
Kira's diary was also back where teenage Kira and the gang had the lamest social distanced Halloween ever. Teenage Kira turned 18 and someone in the village was selling illegal fireworks. We also played our track of the week, which Fia Moon's Let This Go. And we played our quiz of the week with Tamara, who had just got braces, but she won €100 Just Eat vouchers.
Yes. And then, of course, on Sunday, we had slightly more official confirmation that Joe Biden was, in fact, to be the president of the US. So we played some audio of him trolling a BBC reporter by saying that he was Irish when the BBC reporter asked him for a comment. And Kieran and I had a great time with that, of course. And believe it or not, on Sunday's show, Joe Biden actually gave us an address. He gave us an address. He gave us a speech. And I say that as no joke. It was quite frankly incredible. So listen.
I mean, that's the sort of man that he is, Chris. He took time out of winning the US election to congratulate me and you.
And that's the kind of people you and I are, that we have that type of pull, that a president-elect of the US would actually refer to us like that for so long during his speech. But listen, all of that and more. Here we go. Well, I tell you.
Okay. So obviously,
what?
Chris,
What's wrong?
I want to kind of break this to you or whatever. There's a huge kind of presidential election voting tally thing going on
right.
in the United States. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed it. It's been going on all week.
No, Kira, I don't really keep up with politics. I'm sorry. Yep. I can't tell you.
Well, that's obviously because you feel scorned since the president of America blocked you on Twitter and all that sort of stuff. But
yeah, outrageous behavior.
You know, we've been following madness for 4 years now. And I think it's fair to say madness because it's... I watched True Blood, the TV series, and I keep on harping back to this. There was a particular group in True Blood, and they were the Christians, and they ran this particular church, and they were doing all sorts of evil things. And that is honestly how I kind of feel about the whole Trump and his family, actually, to tell you the truth. But there's been
you
this
think
new
they're
rise.
Like that family in True Blood?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
do. And I'm not talking about the werewolves or the vampires, by the way.
Sure, no, I hear you. Yeah.
There's been this rise, and me and you, we've played some evangelists on the show before because we just think it's absolutely and utterly mad when a pastor goes on. There's actually special television channels dedicated to these pastors.
24-hour channels in the US. Like, obviously, it's not live 24 hours, but it's on 24 hours a day, and it's a guy like, we will drive out the coronavirus with Jesus. Jesus will drive out the coronavirus. I really like that guy, actually.
The guy that actually looked like a demon himself. No, Before we talk about this, I just want to say I don't want to be cruel to anybody else's beliefs, okay? If you have your beliefs, that is fine. But there is just this kind of rise of this not absolute
this
nonsense.
Televangelism and this dramatic...
Yes, absolutely.
And
there's
so much
money been made by these televangelists.
These guys have private jets, some of them.
And I don't think that's okay, you know?
No.
And like, we've played stuff where, you know, the pastor will ask you to touch the television and ask Satan to leave us alone, you know?
No, Kira, the best one is the guy who tried to get rid of coronavirus by blowing at it through the TV. We only played him a few months ago. Like, people as well, when we play those clips, they sound like they're from the 80s or something. The guy tried to get rid of coronavirus by blowing it away in like March or April
be gone,
of this year.
Coronavirus, and that coronavirus is gone.
Coronavirus be gone. They have a great delivery, in fairness to them. They're good broadcasters, Kira.
Now,
yeah.
that was in March,
sure.
And so it didn't work.
No, it didn't. The coronavirus was not blown away by that man on TV, mm-hmm. which is terrible.
So,
yes.
This week, among the many, many things that everybody was talking about, Trump's spiritual advisor, her prayer service, okay, mm-hmm. was broadcast. And the pastor led this marathon prayer service. And it inspired memes and remixes of her various chants. And it was in support of Donald Trump. And I watched it and I was like, first of all, wow, this woman has an awful lot of energy. Secondly,
yes.
is she actually possessed? Because I kind of feel like she is possessed by the devil himself.
No, Kira, she's channeling our Lord. Come on, Kira, that's what she's
and
doing.
And I know this is very visual representation, but in the video, like, she's, you know, she's gone into her chance and she's shouting the most random of stuff. And there's a guy just reading a piece of paper walking around behind her on the stage. I don't know, did you see that?
I saw him, yeah. But that made me feel like that was a real happening show, if you understand me. Because I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that guy's like printing off important stuff and handing it to her and researching things. I thought he was cool.
U.S. President Donald Trump's spiritual advisor, her name is Paula White, and it was a really impassioned prayer service. And it was as the election results were coming in and people on social media were just like, what the hell is this? She does this marathon prayer service at the new Christian Destiny Center, and she called for divine intervention in the presidential race. And this we have the audio, we'll play
for you.
But this included requests for prayers from Africa and South America to help Trump to win.
Do you know what I thought was interesting when she starts bringing those in? Like, usually sometimes these ultra we'll say conservative groups of people, they're not like too fond on letting immigrants into the country most of the time. But I've noticed Africa's prayers were more than good enough when we need
and
to get
South
Trump.
America's.
That's right. Mm. They, all those South Americans that they're usually quite build that wall about were more than good enough to do the prayers, I noticed. Listen, here, we have a listen to this lady because honestly, she is spectacular. Let's have a listen to this.
Strike and 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 strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory.
Okay, hold
I hear
up.
A yes, sound Kira. Of an abundance of rain.
What's
I
up?
Why does she hear a sound of abundance of rain?
Rain.
Is victory raining down?
It's
on them.
Yeah, it's good rain, Kira. Okay. You have to understand.
I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory.
And can
victory,
I just say,
yes, Kira.
As somebody obviously who works in broadcasting, that is impressive, Chris.
Oh, her she's so good.
The delivery.
See, that's what they do as well. They speak in tongues. You know when they're doing that stuff? That's because like they're trying to say that they're channeling the language of tongues and
from Africa right now, they're coming here. They're coming here in the name of Jesus from South America. They're coming here.
Yes.
They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here from Africa, from South America. Angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement.
Yes, Kira.
The people in Africa and South America are watching that, being like, what?
No, yeah, absolutely. I think the people of South America are praying for Trump. Absolutely. I think the people of Africa are really concerned with Trump getting in again, Kira. Absolutely.
But it sounds like
victory.
Yes, Kira, sorry.
It sounds like we are playing this on repeat. We're not. This is one take. And this is Paula White, Trump's spiritual advisor.
Yeah,
going
that's,
off on one.
That's why I didn't even pause it or anything, because I was like, we can just keep talking and she'll still be there. Listen, Kira, I pray. I'm going to do that with the counties of Ireland if we need to. Give big shout-outs. Kira, I hear the rain's coming from Roscommon. They're at the Roscommon, Kira. The people of Roscommon.
They're coming from
Wexford. Kira, I can hear them from Wexford. The people of Wexford.
They're coming from Waterford.
Kira, the people of Limerick, I hear them. They're raining down upon us.
Chris, I saw a really heartwarming story during the week, and I'm sure a lot of people saw this because it was a really standout article, especially in the period that we're coming up towards, which is the C-word period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A couple, they've become Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas after tying the knot. Okay, so just they tied the knot in a pre-lockdown wedding. Okay.
Is this an Irish couple?
No, this is an English couple. Okay.
Okay.
Her name is Tilly Christmas and his name is Kieran White.
Okay.
They met at school when they were 12 years of age and they got married. And their names now are Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas.
God almighty.
Yeah.
And Tilly Christmas is very English and all that as it is.
Tilly
like
Christmas.
Tilly Christmas,
Tilly
God
Christmas
almighty.
Sounds like a character in a, you know, a book.
Absolutely. I'm Tilly Christmas.
I love it because I really feel that these two, they met at school when they were 12 years of age and I feel like they were meant to be together. And Chris, just give me this, okay? Come on.
I would know.
I know you're like, Kira,
No,
whatever.
I'm not that. It's just, would you not sit down between the pair of them, right? And would you not say, like, Kira, listen, I'm all for feminism, you know what I mean? You know me, Kira, now I'm a big believer in all of that kind of stuff. Ye women are great and ye definitely deserve equal rights to men. There, I said it. I mean, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be
so
controversial.
I'm so thankful, Chris, for you. For coming
I'm just
out
putting
to support
it out
us.
There. I think you should be treated as humans. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Wow.
But come on,
wow.
Right? If I was her, right? Okay? Like, I would actually take the patriarchy on this one. I would say, you know what, patriarchy, you're right. Because if my name was Christmas and I'm marrying a guy named White, I am not going to give myself the double-barreled name of White Christmas.
I think there's something so unique about it.
Oh my God, Kira, come on.
They could also
take
own
your man's
Christmas.
Name. Do you know what I mean? Like, for once, I'm actually going to say shut up and just take his name. Double-barreled name, White Christmas. Oh my God.
Christmas is... Okay, look, Chris, I see where you're coming from, okay? But I'm choosing to take the positive from this. And this is coming from somebody whose surname is King, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can never marry a man whose surname is Burger, for example.
No, you could not. You could never marry a German gentleman whose name is Burger. You'd be in a lot of trouble, Kira. Absolutely.
Exactly. I couldn't marry somebody whose surname is Pin.
Pin. Oh, Pin, Kingpin, you know, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
or like, imagine if he was a gangster on top of that. Imagine if I married a gangster whose surname was Pin. I mean, there's a whole lot
the
of stuff.
The tabloids
would
love it, Kira. Absolutely.
They would. Yeah. They would.
The Kingpin, they could call you.
I couldn't marry someone whose surname was Queen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that. I mean, that'd be ridiculous. Oh, that'd be like something I'd do, though.
Just to be difficult, it is.
Yeah.
You know this woman, Tilly Christmas, who married the guy named Kieron White or whatever? If I married her, then she'd be Green Christmas, which is even weirder. Do you know what I mean? Like, Green Christmas is even more odd. So, I see the
problem. People would prefer the romantic notion of a White Christmas as opposed to
sure.
Green Christmas.
What the hell is a Green Christmas? A Green Christmas sounds horrible.
Chris, you'd have an issue as well. Like,
well, you see, because mine is a colour, as you saw even with your one's name, Christmas, it adds a problem to anything if it's an in any way unusual name. To put the exact same to you, you said Burger. Who wants to be married to Green Burger? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Even weirder. Green adds a whole lot of problems, which is why I'm saying, and listen, Kira.
At least King has a little bit of class about it.
Yeah, King can classen up a surname. Green isn't classening up anything if you make it a double barrel name. It's just
Adam, who works on the show, his surname is Hogan. So like, he can never marry someone called Hulk.
No,
you know,
he's true. He can, or, absolutely.
You know,
sure.
Even though I'd love if he did.
Yeah, we'd get mileage
Hulk,
out of
for
that.
Example.
Absolutely.
Oh, we would.
But you know,
you wouldn't be able to marry someone called Hulk either.
Green, no, it's too much. Do you know what I mean? Green. Generally, if it's a double barrel name, isn't going to improve the name that it's being added to.
Oh. Somebody else says, Kira, you can't marry someone whose surname is Kong. That's very true.
I don't know. I'd like King Kong. But look, how about
Kira
this?
King Kong.
Yeah, Kira King Kong is cool.
The Chris Green and Kira King Kong show. I don't know, Chris. It doesn't have the same buzz of it.
I'm not sure. I don't know, Kira. I think it has a certain ring to it. Like, a lot of those American chat shows have those stupid kind of names. So I think it could absolutely work.
I want to know. Oh, we can't read this out. I wish I really could. I want to know, does anyone out there have a really unusual double barrel name?
Yes, that's absolutely what we're looking for.
Do you see number 74 there on the text machine? I wish we could read that out. I don't believe it for a second, by the way.
It is it is very inappropriate, Kira, but it's very funny at the same time. So thank you, texter. The other 100,000+ people that are listening can't see that text, but Kira and I are having a good time.
Sorry.
So that's the important thing. Listen, also somebody says, a real joker on the text says, you know how this woman's name is Tilly Christmas? Someone says, I bet she can't wait, Tilly Christmas! As in, till Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Until Christmas.
They should have said until Christmas.
No, Kira, because her name, you see, until can be abbreviated to till.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh, yeah.
My name is Chris. Of course, this wonderful woman, her name is Kira. Sorry, Kira.
Hello.
I've just been watching lots of people give speeches, like especially presidents and president-elects and stuff, and I've noticed dramatic pauses seem to be the cool thing.
I know.
Thing
Did
now.
You stay up late last night as well?
Not last night, no. I mean, I might have stayed up a little late on Tuesday, a little past my bedtime, but no, otherwise I've been trying to get my 8 hours, Kira, you know what I mean? I need to keep in fighting form. However, Kira, this is exciting, of course, because back at the start of these unprecedented times...
Chris, what did I say to you last week? I said no more of that.
It's so terrible.
Okay, no,
I'm
here's
saying
the deal.
It unironically. Now, I was saying it ironically at a point, and now I'm saying it legitimately.
I know. So every time you say it, it's going to be like, we're going to like condition you like Pavlov's dog, okay?
Okay,
you know
sure,
what I mean? Like,
sure.
No, Chris, no.
Yeah, that's true. I need to be hit
down
on
boy.
The nose. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Kira, in the meantime, while we discuss the times, which are most unprecedented, your diary made a resurgence, which was very exciting.
It did.
Back in March, of course, Kira's diary used to be a very popular segment on our nighttime show. Kira would bring in her old diaries from when she was a young lady. She would read them to us, and they were absolutely, fantastically, unintentionally brilliant Irish literature, Kira. However, of course, for the times that are in it, you have revived the DNA, the soul, the spirit of that teenage Kira and applied it to this current COVID situation we're all dealing with.
Yeah, so obviously for the last 2 weeks we've delved into the archives of Ciara's Diary, but this week we're back on track, and Ciara's Diary this week, it delves into the fact that Halloween was really lame for Ciara and her mates this year, for obvious reasons. Ciara turns 18 and she gets a very surprised birthday message from someone.
Whoa, oh my God, the drama. Listen, the 1975 on the way with chocolate and topic breaking me first though. Here's another thrilling installment of Ciara's Diary.
Well, a lot has happened since I talked to you last. We're back in lockdown, I've turned 18 and I'm still a virgin, and we had the lamest Halloween of all time. We decided to celebrate my 18th on Halloween in a field near our house, in the most zero-crack, socially distant night of my life. You'd think that as student president that I would opt to dress up as someone to aspire to politically, such as Kamala Harris, and wear a power suit and spend the night saying, "I'm speaking, Vice President." But no, I buckled when Lucy told me that the theme of the night was sexy, so after much thought and consideration, I decided to go as a sexy fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. Lucy decided to go as sexy hand sanitizer, Rebecca as a sexy R2-D2, and Brendan, in a very clever move, came as the Irish rugby player Johnny Sexyton. It was a sad sight, in fairness. The four of us sitting in a dark field, freezing our asses off, drinking cans of cider. Lucy sat there reminiscing about all the lads she shifted at last year's Halloween youth club disco. Rebecca bitched about the fact that we wouldn't allow Johnny Limp come to our field party. And Brendan spent the whole time texting his rugby WhatsApp group pictures of him from all angles dressed as Johnny Sexyton. I was the one that said to Lucy to make sure that Johnny Limp did not make an appearance. And I did that when I heard the theme was sexy for my birthday / Halloween gathering. The only way that I was going to vomit in this field is if I drank too much cider. Not because I projectile vomited because of Johnny Limp dressed up as sexy anything. God, he really makes me wretch. I'm this close to having to take anti-nausea tablets when I'm around him. Lucy feels the same, but she says she's better at controlling herself around him than I am. But that we're going to be too obvious soon and Rebecca's going to pick up on it. God, I hate Johnny Limp. Anyway, on top of freezing our arses off in a field drinking cider, I was distracted. For two main reasons. Firstly, because I hadn't heard from Lucy's older brother about my birthday, and also he hadn't replied to the photo messages I'd sent him of me dressed up as a sexy fly who landed on Mike Pence's head. Maybe he had to lie down because the photos I sent were too sexy, dear diary. Or maybe he was just having too much fun with so many girls in the city. The more the evening dragged on, the more irritated I was getting. I kept on checking my phone until Lucy grabbed it out of my hand and was like, "Who are you waiting to hear from?" And I panicked and I said my granny and made up some excuse that granny always gets nervous around Halloween as it's a prime time for her to hear the Banshee. And lucky enough, Lucy bought my story and changed the subject. Talk about fact, there was a rumour going around the village that someone was selling illegal fireworks for less than the price that Lucy's illegal fireworks were going for. Lucy was livid as she spent so much time cultivating relationships over the Northern Ireland border, and she hasn't spent all that time sexting her contacts up there to be undermined by some village skank, as she said it. This village skank selling illegal fireworks for less than hers. What she said made my blood run cold, you see, dear diary. I know who the village skank is. I know the person who's selling the illegal fireworks. It's the same person who set up an illegal shebeen in her garden shed and charged all the old people in the village entry to it. And it's the same person who started drone drops of poaching to paying customers. It's my granny, dear diary. I know this because I dropped up some messages to her yesterday, and when I went into her house, there were just boxes and boxes of fireworks everywhere. She told me to say nothing and slipped me 20 quid. Lucy will end her if she finds out. She will end her, and that's all I need. Anyway, eventually we all left the field because we were freezing and tipsy, and I was so afraid to get the kidney infection that my mum was always saying I'm going to get. So I went home. As I was climbing into bed, a voice note from Lucy's older brother popped up on my WhatsApp. I pressed play, but it wasn't Lucy's older brother's voice I heard. It was none other than Niall Horan from One Direction wishing me a happy birthday. It turns out that Lucy's older brother goes to college with the son of someone who owns a hairdresser's in Mullingar, which is beside a butcher's that Niall Horan's distant relative goes to, who knows a man that once bought a horse off Niall Horan's uncle, whose nephew is married to a girl that happens to know a cousin of someone in his circle, who got him to record the message from me to send to Lucy's older brother to send to me for my birthday. How amazing is that? He went to so much trouble. Oh my God, he also just texts to say that I'm the sexiest fly that he has ever seen. Oh my God, dear diary. Goodbye. Love, Ciara. Dustin the Turkey is going to be on to mark the return of the Den tomorrow night. Now,
Dustin's going to be on with Dave.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I love when Dustin just basically goes mad at our certain colleagues of ours and of the establishment. Yes. But I hope that he's nice to Dave.
I think
Dave is the one person that I would not be okay with Justin the Turkey going to town on. And also, I'd love to hear that battle. So I cannot wait to hear that later on.
Kira, I'll tell you something now, between myself and yourself now. And I wouldn't say this to Dave because he'd get a big head. But it's no wonder he had those astounding listenership figures now during the week.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
And don't tell him I said that or anything.
I won't.
I don't want him thinking that I'm not cool.
That I want to congratulate him as well, yeah.
Don't. No, no, we won't say anything. We won't even mention that he got brilliant figures. That Dave Fanning did really well.
No, he won't.
I think that way we just look really slick and everything and
exactly.
No one will know the difference. Can't believe Justin's going to be in later. That's exciting.
I know.
That's awesome.
That I'd say everyone just in Ortiz is just so nervous.
Yeah, sure. But as you said, if I was Justin, I would be very wary of taking on Dave Fanning. Because Dave Fanning, he's a wiry guy too. He could throw down a punch like if he had if you got him too angry.
I cannot wait to tune into this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'd have a bit of reach on Justin, I'd say. Justin has very small wings, but listen, it won't get to that, Kira. It won't get to physicality, I'd hope. I hope the two of them will be able to get... along.
I'd actually love to see that. Dave Fanning and Justin the Turkey having a fight.
Dave Fanning drop kicking Justin across the studio because he's just so angry with him. You never know, it could happen, Kira.
Oh my God.
It could happen.
Oh God, I can't wait to listen. Anyway,
that's all happening. So listen, don't go anywhere. I'm nervous now. We're going to have extra security in because those two could go at it.
I just have the image of Dave Fanning drop kicking Justin the Turkey across the studio.
Why not? Yeah, because Justin wouldn't quite have the, you know, the same presence that Dave would have. Dave's a tall lad, do you know what I mean? I'd say Dave could launch Justin out into the courtyard or something.
But
Justin
would be
in a state.
That would be the best thing that would happen in 2020.
It's not going to get to that, okay? It's not. The two of them are going to get along. The two of them are going to have a nice time and they're going to be friends. Kira, victory. I predict victory. I predict victory from the plains of Africa.
Oh, and South America.
Kira, and South America.
Strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike, and strike.
This has a particular extra layer of humor to it now.
Oh, doesn't
it? For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be...
This woman is trying to channel good vibes to Trump, by the way. We discussed this yesterday, so...
Of rain, I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound.
So this hasn't gone particularly well, obviously.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, that is the voice of Paula White, and she is Donald Trump's official advisor, spiritual advisor.
Kira, I'll have you know? Yes, absolutely. And you know the way there's this meme going around the internet at the moment. This hasn't aged well. Well, this hasn't aged well, Kira. I think we can all agree that this has.
Do you know what, Chris? I just can't believe it didn't work.
To be fair, this was impassioned. This was sincere. There was even some tongues, you know, the... That's what the preachers do. They try and say that they're like channeling, like they do that gibberish to be like, oh, so they're just communicating with God. But
anyway.
Do you know what I love genuinely about Irish people, Kira? And I'm not saying this in a glib, sarcastic or kind of facetious way.
Chris,
wondering, could we leave her in the background? But she's...
No.
By the way, this isn't looped or anything, as Kira said yesterday. This is the same... Oh, God. Anyway. Do you know what I love about Irish people? And I say this, and I'm not being like glib or anything like that. We can make any global event about ourselves.
Yes,
like,
we can.
We are incredible at making any national or international, international stories of importance somehow about Irish people. I love it.
But we find that connection and we run with it, Chris. We run with it. And, you know, and we did it, for God's sake, there is a petrol station in Moneygall or wherever.
Yeah,
there's a Barack Obama Plaza.
And he's
in
like,
Ireland.
He's like, what are you guys doing? But Kira.
So, yes, Chris.
We have, this is very good because we take any shred of proof that allows us to run with that idea that everyone is Irish and we run with it. Kira, did you see this clip last night?
Of course I did. I know exactly what clip you're talking
about.
What
am I talking about? Go on, girl.
Is it the BBC?
I'm Irish. Oh, yes, it is. So Joe Biden, I don't even think this was recently. I think this clip is a few months old, but it has resurfaced last night.
Oh, is it? Sorry. I don't know why I thought it was last night.
Because it's gone viral again last night. It's gone viral again, but people are saying it must be old because no one's wearing a mask in the clip, which is a fair point. So, I mean, it's probably from a few months ago, but it's still relatively recent. So anyway, a journalist asks, now, sorry, the audio isn't great on this, but a journalist asks Joe Biden if he has any comment for the BBC, and Kira, what does he say to them? Let's have a listen.
Mr. Biden, a quick word for the BBC.
The BBC, I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
Oh,
so
yeah, Kira, it's subtle, but it's there.
It's subtle, right? But only Irish people will get that.
And he even grins and smirks at him as he's saying
it. Oh, he knows what he's saying.
He's thrown down.
And he's making up for the Saoirse Ronans and the Dermot Kennedys and the Niall Horans and the Paul Mescals and the English claiming. And I just love that. That's how clued in he is with the Irish psyche. That he knows that by replying to the BBC reporter, hey, I'm Irish, that everyone in Ireland is going to be like, yeah, he is.
Because he replies with such an absolute
cheek,
grin
cheek.
On his face.
Yeah,
he replies with such an F-U on his face of a grin. BBC, I'm Irish. And of course, then we all go, oh my God. But listen, there he is. He's...
Our lives are so much better all of a sudden.
The BBC, I'm Irish.
Oh yeah, good man, Uncle Joe. Of course you are. Of course you are Irish. Oh, you are.
Chris,
yes.
On a serious note, though, can I say something?
Is it that you're Irish?
Well, I'm Irish. I didn't realise how much existential dread that I've been carrying on my shoulders for the last 4 years until last night.
Oh, whoa.
For those that don't know, because obviously, Chris, you wouldn't say this, but I was literally sending Chris so many messages last night. Been like, look at this video, I'm crying. Look at this video, I'm crying. I found yesterday very emotional, and I am not stupid. I know we have to think about the 7 million extra people that voted for Trump, even after the babies in the cages and the mother's been separated from the children and the bigotry and the racism and the homophobia and the misogyny and the narcissism and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
What on earth? Why? That's what America needs to focus on. Why 7 million extra people voted for Trump? That's what they need. It's so divided. So divided, and there's so much work to do. And I saw on Twitter people were like, yes, I can go to America again. I'm like, guys, this is a great psychological lift in that a good man is now the president of the country, but the problems are still there.
America's still on fire,
America's still on fire.
It hasn't stopped being on fire in the last few minutes. It's still in an awful state.
And I was like, but in another way, because I was like, what is wrong with people? They can't just think that overnight everything is going to change. Everything's going to be like, oh my God, black people won't be shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there won't be police brutality. But
there won't be the highest COVID cases in the developed world.
Exactly.
It's all just going to go drop down.
But for the first time in 4 years, Chris, and I don't know about you and I don't know about anybody else listening to the show right now, I kind of felt a sense of normality. I felt a little bit of hope for the first time in a really long time. And I felt that heavy doom and gloom lift off my shoulders a little bit.
I could tell that last night from you. Kira was in enlightened form last night. It was like Kira had reached nirvana. Do you know what I mean? It was like Kira had gone to another spiritual plane.
That was the drugs, Chris.
Oh, I see.
Joking, by the way.
BBC, I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah. Good man, Joe. Of course you are. Get him a Mayo jersey now, Kira, and he can
sign
it.
Oh, I'd say he has one already.
Oh, no doubt about it. This,
yeah.
Do you think, by the way, one more quick question for you, and I know you've just given a very serious and impassioned delivery there, Kira, and I agree with you. I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm not being smart. Do you think now, right, now that we've the US on our side, do you think now is a good time to invade England? Because they were all in a little gang. There was Farage, there was Trump, and there was Boris Johnson. Now, though... Hmm. Now things have changed.
I think, Chris, we need to lead by example.
We now have the big boy in school, who's our friend. You know,
Chris, we need to build bridges. That's what we need to do, Chris.
So no invading England. At least for now.
Okay,
all right.
Come on.
Okay, I'm just think it's great to have an ally now again
as
the leader of the free world.
If you could just hold off while we get the world sorted, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
There's kind of a pandemic going on at the minute. Christmas is coming up. People are worried that they're not going to see. Can you just hold off, okay?
So once everything is settled down, once COVID's finished and all that, and once everything's back to normal and we've done Brexit, then we'll chat again about it. We'll revisit this in a year or two.
We'll revisit
this. All right, perfect. Okay. Now, of course, Kira, it has been a busy week for many reasons. It has been a busy week full of big news, full of twists and turns, full of controversies. Not just, of course, because of the presidential race in the US. But listen, Kira and I don't usually do this, in fairness. So we will do this as briefly and as in non-self-important, aggrandizing a way as we can. Kira and I are genuinely really thankful. And Kira, I'm sure, will add to this as well. Because we had some fantastic listenership figures here on the show over the last 8 months. And I think a lot of people were really wondering how things were going to go, especially with COVID and everything like that, because people's lives were so disrupted. But it seems in a weird way, like I think people might have wanted a break from everything, Kira, and have tuned into our nonsense in absolutely record and enormous numbers. So big shout out to everyone.
I think personally they tuned in to find out how my Italian lesson lessons were going when we went into the, you know, the first lockdown.
Do you think that's what it was? I think it might have been, yeah.
I think that was the pull. No, in all seriousness, as myself, as Chris said, we don't talk about this usually because we've been doing a radio show now for 11 years.
It's also really self-important when they talk about it usually.
It's very self-important, and also listeners don't care.
Yeah, I see, that's it.
You know, listeners don't care, and so we've kind of avoided it. But this time around, I was like, no. And I was in contact with Chris, and I said, I'm going to put this all over my social media.
I was in contact with Chris. Yes, Kira, as though I'm the president. And you had to, like, get a channel to me. Yes, Kira was in contact.
And I was like, no. I was like, we're going to celebrate this in a year where, you know, there hasn't been an awful lot of good news. This is our good news. And we need to thank the listeners for tuning in and all that sort of stuff. The response was absolutely and utterly amazing. And I want to thank every single person that tweeted and sent Instagram messages and text into the show to say congrats to myself and Chris.
Yes.
We really do appreciate 100%. It. And
absolutely.
It means so much to us.
It
anyway,
really does.
There you go.
Oh, God, that's
it,
making
there.
Me uncomfortable. Even that is like, I'm like, ugh. But no, Kira, no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And huge shout out to the kind of family that we have developed here over the last number of years on air. So listen, Kira, you won't believe this, right? You will not believe this,
sorry,
Kira.
Can I just to interrupt Chris?
Yes.
Shout out to me for putting up with you.
Kira,
for
that's
all these
the
years.
Biggest achievement of all of this.
You know, honestly, like,
that's 11 years. That's
cried.
Enormous.
I was like, I haven't been wasting my life.
Kira,
you know obviously are doing something right.
You know,
you
know, in Shawshank, where he crawls through that tunnel at the end.
Yes.
That tunnel is me, if you understand me. You,
I am Andy
I'm
Dufresne.
The tunnel, and you're Andy Dufresne crawling through that tunnel. But listen, Kira,
anyway,
let me tell you something. Another great example of perseverance, of struggle, of something coming good is, of course, the US presidential election for Mr. Joe Biden. He's a grafter, Kira. He's already been there as the vice president, and now it looks like he's going to be the president. You won't believe
Hopefully.
This. From during the week, it was at like 4 a.m. or something, and he had nothing new to talk about. So he just referenced our listenership figures, and he actually talked about you and I for a few minutes. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, I know, Kira, the president-elect of the US. Have a listen to this.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Kira. It's Joe Biden here, president-elect of the great United States of America. You know, I believe we both have cause for celebration this week. I had a record number of popular votes cast for me here in the elections. And you guys had a record historic turnout in terms of listenership figures. You know, we truly are three behemoths, three titans of our field.
I couldn't believe it, Kira, that he just referenced us like that. That's right.
God.
Oh, he continued.
So he's like comparing us
to himself. That's right. I know, he's comparing us to the man who got the most ever popular votes in a presidential election in the US, Kira. That's how important he sees our victory as well. So, I mean, look, he continued, Kira, and he referenced both you and I personally, which I thought was very interesting. Have a listen to this. You won't believe what he said, right?
And Kira, you look like a real gorgeous, beautiful woman. I'd like to maybe take you out on a date. And I don't know, smell your hair. It's got to be wash and go or something like that.
Yeah, he'd gently smell your hair, Kira. I've seen pictures of him. He, you know, he's very affectionate.
I'm sure
with
his wife Jill wouldn't be too happy with that. And no, I do not use wash and go. Thank you.
You don't?
No,
that,
I don't.
According to his intelligence and his research, that's what the president of the US thinks you use. The FBI must be wrong on that, Kira.
They are.
He also unfortunately referenced me, Kira. He wasn't as complimentary when he referenced me at the press conference during the week.
Chris.
No.
You kind of look like maybe you're one of those basement-dwelling Trump supporters.
Oh, no.
He uses 4chan and considers himself a member of the Proud Boys and QAnon, sitting at home on a computer all the time.
Yes, that's me, Joe.
That's a bit harsh.
No, that's pretty dead on. I mean, that describes
not,
me. It's very, very mean. But listen, that's what the president thinks of me, Kira. Listen,
we cannot have a second president blocking you on social media.
I already blocked my one US president. I can't take any more. My fragile self-esteem. Well, listen, Kira, he was, of course, very busy, but he gave us one final parting remark, and then he left it at that.
Well, listen, guys. I gotta go. I hit a few bags of cans in various spots in the White House right before me and Barack left last time round. So I'm gonna go see if I can remember where I put them. I don't know. God bless America. More importantly, God bless Chris and Kira.
I couldn't believe it. What an end to his speech, wow. Kira.
What an end. What an incredible end. I mean,
what a speaker. What a public speaker he is.
This presidency is going to be good for me and you, Chris.
Even though
we are not American, we don't get a vote in the US. But I think that we're going to reap the benefits of Joe Biden hopefully becoming president.
Doesn't hurt to have a friend like Joe. Mm. Absolutely. All his Irish roots and everything. And he clearly likes us. So, I mean, look, it's a start. Wow. Well, I mean, that was something.
I kind of feel like we won the US election ourselves, Chris, with the show.
Kira, we did in our own way, absolutely. But listen, if you're here and you're not subscribed on the off chance, do subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is. Where, as they say, wherever you get your podcasts. And Kira and I will be back soon. Until then, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.